Our body is just a casing, but whether we are happy or sad is not what we put on the body or what we have in the outer world. What our happiness is dependent on the inner world. Everyone has his or her own inner world. Outer world, we see the same outer world everyone sees, but inner world is different to everyone. Your inner world, whether you are happy in the outer world, is dependent on the inner world. We blame others if you are unhappy, and yoga says, go explore and exploit your inner world. Look at the fathomless world within. Go within, seek within. That is why now meditation is becoming popular across. Meditate, meditate before you understand the outer world, know your inner world. That is what the meditation says. Before you come to judgment, you know your inner world. Your roots have to go deep within and get grounded. Your roots must get settled. What yoga also talks about, root means everyone has come from a tradition, background. We all must get connected to our roots. Whatever roots we have come from, whatever religion we have come from, connect to that one. Connect to that one, follow your family tradition. Not to lead a life willy-nilly. There is a root. Root means when the root has gone, your family tradition, your DNA has been programmed that way, there is a reason why you are born in a particular religion, why a particular country, particular parents you have, there is a reason. There is a underlying current is flowing. When you connect within, underlining current starts flowing well through you, your inner manifestation happens. When you uproot yourself, not at all connected to your grandparents, great-grandparents, your religion, you are not connected, your DNA is programmed for something, but it's not getting nourished. The meditation is, you have to nourish yourself from within. You have to connect within, get connected. Let the underlining current strengthen the roots, nourish your roots. When the roots are nourished, roots become very strong and you won't be shaken off well in the easily by the changes in the outer world. With the advance of artificial intelligence, the things are seem to be going out of control. All the major countries are worried how to handle this monster. Even America, UK and many countries there, how to handle this monster. Things are going out of control. As I mentioned, when they are going out of control, we lose the focus. We don't know how to handle ourselves. And there will be more and more chaotic world. Only yoga is a solution. Yoga won't be an option in the future. Yoga will be mandatory if you want to remain sane in the chaotic world. Yoga enables to go within, stand tall, become like a big tree, stand tall, and you become like a source of inspiration for people who are scorched in the heat of their life. People are so become chaotic in their life, may you be an inspiration for them. How you can become an inspiration? Meditate. Connect your family roots, family tradition, family culture, so that underlying current starts flowing well. That yoga talks about importance of preserving your culture, tradition. Though we have come out of majority of our Indians, we have come out and some are from other countries, you have come all the way, but try to preserve your culture. It is important. Even Australian immigration, they say, at the time of citizenship, preserve your culture. If you are not connected to your culture, connected to your tradition, you become no one, and your unfoldment will not happen. To unfold, take pride in your own culture. If you do not know, don't say that there is no meaning to your culture. There is a problem lies with you, not with the culture. You have not made an attempt to understand the significance of the culture. Not to simply blame the culture, but culture is bad. You understand it is your fault. Go within, connect with the right people, get the right knowledge, and appreciate your culture. Not to just ridicule, there is no meaning. There is no meaning means you have not invested. There is a meaning. Cultures have sustained for thousands of years. Noble people have come, enriched the culture. May you also be one of the contributors to your culture. Yoga means you are adding value to your culture. Make yourself proud. Make your children proud of you. Make your grandchildren proud of you. Make your community proud of you. Make the country where you are proud of your accomplishment. May the world be proud of your accomplishment. When it happens, then yoga has unfolded in you. Yoga means to connect. Connect with others. To connect with others, you must connect within. Without connecting within, you cannot connect with others. Yoga means inner connection to outer connection. If that connection is lost, yoga is not there. Yoga is not just spreading your yoga mat and doing stretching here and there. Yoga means inner connection. Why inner connection? For outer, greater, great outer manifestation. Inner connection is a must.